Hello, this is Peter Stewart, Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Tension and relaxation is our topic du jour, and in fact our topic du jour for the next few jours, to be honest with you. We looked at releasing tension in the mouth, the jaw, the tongue and the lips a few weeks ago, but as I've mentioned yesterday, physical tension that can affect your voice can be in many other areas. It's a really nice quote from Christine Linklater from Freeing the Natural Voice, her book Imagery and Art in the Practice of Language. Let me read it to you. It's really short. It's barely a sentence. And it goes like this. Tension murders vibration, and vibrations thrive in relaxation. And it's important to remember that physical tension can come from mental tension. Nerves or excitement about a presentation can manifest themselves in your muscles and so affect your performance. Kind of see how everything's connected? And we're going to be looking at a mental stress, mic fright, things like that, in a few weeks' time. But it's really important to know, as I say, how everything is connected and affected and works together to help you or hinder you with your better broadcast, podcast or voiceover voice. Muscles in a state of undue, unnecessary tension can make your voice sound a little thin, strained, irritated or bored. Put it up an octave. Your reading can also speed up if you're tense. Your mouth can dry up, leading to articulation problems. Look at the flip side of the coin. Releasing tension opens the diaphragm, which gives deeper breathing, which in turn helps the voice sound more open, more confident. And it's a kind of self-fulfilling spiral. When you know you sound good, you relax, you slow down. Your heart rate decreases and the natural fluids return to your mouth. And during times of dramatic or significant news, it's important for radio, TV presenters and so on to manage their personal tension. Feeling anxious, angry, sad or depressed about what you're reporting on can make it difficult to sound comforting or calm. But that's exactly what radio presenters and TV news guys need to sound if they're to communicate their message effectively. There's a whole load I can talk about to do with tension and relaxation, and I'm going to continue that journey tomorrow with the causes of vocal tension as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. Join me, won't you? From London, I'm Peter Stewart.